Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Tom Simple J, good morning. I'm phone line joining us right now from Baltimore, Pastor Jamal Bryant of Empowerment Temple. Pastor Bryant, last week, it was Tuesday, it was a week ago today, when you and others led a march raising the awareness of the death of Freddie Gray. His funeral was on yesterday, and we see a different Baltimore 1 week later.
It is absolutely amazing and unnerving, considering, Roland, that yesterday was supposed to be a moratorium. There shouldn't have been any marches or protests yesterday at the request of the family. So can you imagine our shock coming back from the cemetery, getting a code red that the city was up in flames? So within a matter of hours, the whole culture and ethos of the whole city has shifted to completely go out of control. And contrary to the propaganda the government is trying to offer, I don't think it was outsiders. I think it was residents from right here in Baltimore.
You know, Pastor Bryant, Congressman Cummings was on the air just about 40 minutes ago, and he said as soon as he walked out of the church, he got word from people on the ground that they were going to the mall and were gonna tear stuff up.
Now, right.
How come you didn't feel that on the ground until you left the cemetery?
Because he didn't go. The cemetery's in the opposite direction. So I didn't see it, and he would have access to information that I wouldn't necessarily have. He got it from the police department because somehow or another they got a tip while we were in the funeral that this was converging. Don't forget the funeral time was at 11 o'clock, so the students were still in school. So his stuff really didn't break off until about 3:30.
Now, I have to ask you that because we saw these reports that public transportation had been stopped. And a lot of that this mall is a transportation hub. And so when the students arrived, they were greeted by cops already in riot gear. How much sense did that make to cut off the transportation? Did that actually happen to your knowledge?
It was an absolute nightmare. I got there, Roland, and I got middle school, high school girls crying because they don't know how they're going to get home. And they don't have cell phones. So I had to orchestrate from men from my church to start walking these young ladies home and driving them home. It was absolute nightmare. And I think the second worst thing is that they shut down the schools today. Mm. If anything, these kids needed to be in one concentrated area so that we can impart some knowledge. So as a consequence, Roland and Tom, I opened up my church on today so that we can have an institute so that they understand what civil disobedience means, what is the historical perspective. And so that you understand, you don't loot CVS to get justice. You don't steal tennis shoes in order for you to represent the name of Freddie Gray. And so these young people really have got to be acclimated because we're way off course from where it is that we started just a week ago.
Are city officials, political officials, law enforcement officials, are they communicating with you and other pastors and grassroots activists in some of these decisions? Because, again, I'm looking at, again, school being out on today. It's 80,000 students. 84% of the kids are on a free or reduced lunch. I mean, that makes no sense. And so if the commissioner yesterday says we were outmanned, you really going to be outmanned today with 80,000 not in a classroom.
I don't know who they're talking to, who the advisor is, but they got to get fired. Tom and Roland, I'm going to send you all pictures for you all to put on the website. Right now I'm seeing the National Guard get out of buses in riot gear downtown. You all have got to see this. It's absolutely, it's Beirut. I've never seen anything like it.
But Pastor, is that a mistake? Do you believe that by having the police or the National Guard come out in riot gear, you're essentially saying, okay, throw stuff at us? I mean, it's so, because in Ferguson, it was sort of the same thing. You don't bring out that response until it's necessary.
Tom, you know about operating in crowds. I don't even know what 5,000 looks like, but we've got 5,000 troops on the ground here. And so I think it's yesterday it undeniably was a black eye for the city of Baltimore into our community. But at 5,000, we're in martial law. We've got a curfew for the next 7 days. I don't know how you do healing in the midst of this environment. And it's going to be an uphill battle. We're doing an emergency town hall meeting at my church at 7:30 this evening. Give the community two things. One, an opportunity to vent. And two, so that we can start talking about strategies. How do we move on from here? Just for us to be angry doesn't get us to any resolve.
How can they follow you, Pastor, today in advance of this town hall meeting?
Say it one more time. I'm sorry.
How do they follow you on social media?
Yes, I'm on Twitter at Jamal H. Bryant, like Harry Up, or Instagram, Jamal H. Bryant. Please follow me. I'll be giving you updates. And I'm going to send you all pictures so you all can see what this military base formerly known as Baltimore looks like.
Any Baltimore pastors, let us know if you're opening your churches, also providing lunches, so we can let people know so these kids are not roaming the streets necessarily.
Hey, Tom, can I get 10 seconds to just say one last thing? I hear my music. But what the news is not reporting is the Blood and Crips signed the peace treaty on yesterday. And they're getting ready to walk the streets with the ministers today so that we can start cleaning up the streets and block people from doing any further damage to our businesses. I just wanted to put that out because we always did the negative, but I wanted to make sure the good was spoken of.
Yeah, and send me pictures of people cleaning up the streets, too, along with the pictures that you just said so we can put it up on Black America Web, okay?
All right, it's coming. Stand by. Thank you all.
Hold on, Pastor Brian. Hold on.